You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Bonitas, medical aid for South Africa.
In the ever-changing world of medical aids and medical schemes, we find ourselves having to make very different decisions in 2025 to perhaps what we needed to do in 1995. And this is where it's important to have conversations with your medical scheme partners and see what it is that works for you. I'm joined on the line by the principal officer at Bonitas Medical Fund to take a look at their offering, but also at the medical aid landscape. Lee, thank you so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. Let's start with an overview of the medical landscape. Surely things have changed, having to contend with everything from a pandemic to individuals making different medical decisions to including families. How are you guys seeing the medical landscape in 2025?
Good afternoon, Jimmy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Jimmy, thanks again for the opportunity. And your question, a very interesting one. Yes, the medical scheme landscape is still a very challenging one for the consumer, especially considering the current economic climate and where members find themselves from an affordability perspective and having to make some tough choices between, you know, where do they actually spend their disposable income. So aligning their affordability needs to their healthcare needs is a critical one for them to consider. To that end, for us, and we have seen now with a lot of medical schemes having launched and announced their new tariffs for the year ahead, which traditionally, as we know, within the healthcare sector and specifically the medical scheme sector, is that healthcare contributions increase annually higher than the inflation or CPI. And that is due to the amount of pressure that schemes are under and specifically their obligations to pay future claims based on utilization. So for members, quite a challenging one. But the advice I can give in relation to that, or at least guidance to give, is that members needs to consider that, you know, what is their individual needs? One size does not fit everyone. So what is the size of their families? What type of dependence that's going to be on the medical aid, the affordability, and more importantly, where are they in terms of their life stage needs when it comes to their healthcare? Are they planning to start a family? Are they currently on a chronic condition that requires funding? So bringing those two together in analyzing the industry and making the healthcare choices is of critical importance for them annually.
Lee, before we get into some of the options that medical schemes might have out there, let's start with a better understanding of what it is that medical schemes bring to the table, because there is a clear difference between having a relationship with a medical aid, a medical scheme, and having medical insurance in place. Can you just take us through that distinction first, and then we'll get into just how that affects consumers?
No, Jimmy, it's an important point that you're highlighting to the listeners. There is a big difference between a medical aid and medical insurance product. First of all, it's just in relation to the regulation. You know, a medical scheme and a short-term insurance company operate under two different acts. And the Medical Scheme Act operates under the Medical Schemes Act of 1998, and insurance is under the Insurance Act. That in itself is the starting difference in terms of how they are managed and how they are regulated. So in relation to a medical scheme is not for profit. It actually belongs to the members, and monies that is paid must be directed towards the healthcare needs. Unlike an insurance product where there's a degree of profit that is taken from those insurance companies in relation to the product that they sell. So that's as a starting point a big difference. Second of all, from a medical schemes perspective, under the regulations of it, is that, you know, we have to cover certain conditions that is prescribed as minimum benefits and obligations that we have to offer. We refer to that as the prescribed minimum benefits, where medical insurance covers a list of pre-selected benefits with a monetary value attached to it. In essence, it offers a more focused range of benefits, and they're not obligated for everything. So by way of example, when we put as a medical scheme benefits out to members, including the prescribed minimum benefits, we are obligated to pay for it, where a insurance product, you know, has got defined benefits that they give, and they normally pay up to a certain limit after it.
Lee, let's take a look at the options that are available to members looking to join a medical scheme? Obviously, there are so many different product offerings out there, and going into 2026, a lot of medical providers, Bonitas included, have rolled out a new product suite for consumers to be aware of. How do we learn more about the products and identify the products that are right for us? You mentioned earlier that there's a lot of considerations that individuals have to think about. How then do we start to go through the product suite?
To your point, in terms of it is so many schemes, first of all, to consider. I mean, Jimmy, for the average consumer, they're not aware that South Africa is close to about 71 medical schemes that's available to them. And within that 71 medical schemes, there's a large number of options or choices that they can elect to do. But I think as a key starting point is that, you know, when choosing medical aid, consumers and members must be aware that those benefits and pricing changes annually. So this is an annual review that needs to take place to see whether the medical scheme and the type of option that they elect is fit for purpose. First of all, starting with the medical scheme, you know, as I've mentioned earlier on, healthcare costs is always increasing and it places immense amount of pressure on the medical scheme. So starting off, financial sustainability of a medical scheme is quite important when consumers consider what scheme to join. Because by way of example, you know, what we've seen in Bonitas, one event, and we had one member where one event costed as much as 15 million rand. Now, that's more than the lifetime of contribution. So members need to consider what is the financial position of a scheme. Do they have enough reserves to pay future claims? What is their credit rating? And importantly, does that scheme continue to grow, attracting new members, younger profile members, because that helps to fund the contributions to pay for that future healthcare needs, as well as the product range. Can their product range or their options change as the members' lifestyle and healthcare needs change?
Lee, so then what does Bonitas Medical Fund bring to the table? Because if we're talking product differentiation and we're talking about meeting the consumer need, Bonitas surely should have a roadmap of how they envision they're going to do that. What do you then bring to the table that other medical schemes might not have?
I think first starting with the problem statement is that as Bonitas, we've got a long history within the medical scheme industry spanning over 40 years. Our size in itself, covering over 730,000 beneficiaries, enables us to fully understand the healthcare needs of members and their very various life stages. So reliability is a key aspect to be considered. So we understand the healthcare aspects associated with it. But more importantly is if you look at our 15 options that we have available, it covers all life stages. So regardless of where a member and their family are in terms of their healthcare needs, our products caters and takes that into account, allowing the member the choice to choose an option that is fit for their pocket and their healthcare needs. But more importantly, if you look at also in terms of our benefits, we've got a wide range of healthcare programs, whether it's our disease management programs, as well as some of the additional value adds that we offer our members that is sometimes required.
Leveraging over 40 years of industry expertise and experience to bring you the best offering that money could buy. That's why you should speak to the team at Bonitas Medical Fund. If you are thinking about potentially moving medical aids, finding a medical scheme partner, or even just if you have any medical questions, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the principal officer at Bonitas Medical Fund, Lee Kalakoppen, for joining us to take a look at the landscape of medical aid and what it is that consumers might benefit from. This segment was brought to you by Bonitas Medical Aid for South Africa.
Medical aid plans, they're normally like this.
So, you'll need to take this form and this. So don't forget this too. Okay, wait. Don't forget this one. Wait. Okay, done.
My back!
Sorry, sir. That's gonna have to come out of your savings.
At Bonitas, we make our plans simple, so they're easy to understand. We also offer a benefit booster and a range of other benefits that don't come off your savings. Visit bonitas.co.za when you need us. Bonitas, medical aid for South Africa. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app. and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.